This is Susan with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with a Premium Elite member from the Houston area. This member is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property that was listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade.
So we have been a good resource for you for bargain-priced properties. Did you try any other avenues to try and find bargain-priced properties before you came to us?
I had looked around on the internet some, and I talked to wholesalers and some real estate agents in the local area, but nothing was as simple and as straightforward as My House Deals.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the property specifically. What made you choose to buy this one in particular?
In particular, because it was something I was kind of looking to put into my real estate portfolio. It's a three-bedroom, bathroom, two-car garage, about 1,500 square feet. This house I'm going to be renting for a while, so I didn't want a house that was too big because I didn't want to have a fairly large make-ready if I have a turnover on the renters. So it was fairly good size, and it was about $50,000 below market.
All right. When you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying the after-repair value and the cost of repairs?
Well, I had looked on the local area as far as what the houses had been selling for, and it was a very good neighborhood and it had good history. And I also liked that there wasn't a lot of foreclosures in the area. And so I knew that the equity was there and there had been recent sales. So I was very happy with the numbers.
If you wouldn't mind, would you share those numbers with us? What was the purchase price and the estimated cost of repairs and the ARV?
Sure. I bought the house for $54,000, and the after-repair value was $105,000. That's a very conservative number. It could be more if I sell it later, but it's a very conservative number. My repairs are probably going to be between $10,000 and $12,000. It was a fairly light rehab. It just needed some paint and carpet, cosmetic stuff, a little bit of plumbing, fixtures, light fixtures. And so after I'm done with all that, which is probably starting this week, I will be, I've captured about $41,000 in equity.
Wow. So that was a really good deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do those repairs yourself or will you have a contractor do them?
I have a contractor I'll be using. It's a fairly light crew. They do a lot of handyman work. They do a lot of things, but the carpet and some of the painting I'm going to have another contractor do, but I've just found them through referrals from other investors.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. I think a lot of times a challenge for new investors is finding reliable contractors. So the ones that you're going to use, you actually found through referrals from other investors?
That's correct. Actually, I found these contractors through the person selling me the property, who I'd actually had met before in some other real estate investor meetings in the area. And I was just comfortable with them, and I knew they could do a good job and a good price. So I would just encourage others, people, look for other contractors and talk to them and get bids. And if you're unsure about something, get two or three bids on something. There's nothing wrong with asking somebody to estimate their cost of repairs.
It sounds like what you're saying just reinforces the importance of networking within the investing community.
Yes, very much so.
All right. You mentioned that you planned on renting the property. Do you have a plan for getting it rented quickly?
Yes, I do. My philosophy about renting is if I want to rent something quickly and don't have it sit on the market for a couple of months, is you can drop the rent anywhere from, say, 4% to 12% below the market value. And yes, you do collect a little bit less rent, but you change the fact of your house sitting empty for 30, 60, 90 days to renting it in, I think, maybe 2 to 4 weeks, which is a huge savings. You do lower your revenue, but it's not sitting empty for a long period of time.
Okay. What advice would you give to new investors?
I would say just go out there on myhousedeals.com, look for properties, and don't be afraid to drive by them and call the seller and ask questions about it. A lot of times they'll give you a lot of information and just take good notes. And a lot of times you can talk to other contractors or other investors. And you can't make any money in real estate if you're not looking at deals. So I would say go out there and look.
All right. Just a couple of more general questions before we let you go today. Tell us how you have built up your real estate investing education, because it sounds like you've got some good foundation knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've gotten involved in several real estate groups here in Houston, and it's a huge, huge resource for me. I've talked to a lot of them very regularly, sometimes several times a day, about deals I'm working on, deals I'm looking at. And if you want to do get into real estate investing, I would say look for a mentor and somebody you can work with, a friend who's investing, or maybe even some of the sellers on myhousedeals.com. Sometimes they're willing to help people and talk with you and educate you. But I would suggest that you do need to work with somebody, because this is you can have some trouble getting into real estate. So it's very important to talk with others and learn from others.
Why do you think that you've been able to succeed as an investor while other investors seem to struggle?
Very simple reason, because of the price that they paid for the real estate. If you overpay for real estate, you buy something on the market, you know, that's listed, you might pay $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 more than what you might be able to find something on myhousedeals.com.
So it's all about the numbers in the end.
Yes, all about the numbers. It has to work.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And on behalf of all of the MyHouseDeals.com members, I'd like to say thank you and happy investing in the future.
Thank you, ma'am.